Lord God Almighty, move among us this day, so that we, your people, may always feel and sense your divine power and presence, for we need to know that we are never alone. And speak to us this day in such a way that we may always hear, understand, and remember. Give us your word by which you mold and shape our living, for we need your word to live eternally. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. I know I'll be dating myself with many of you, but I was raised watching Star Trek. In fact, I was fed my bottle watching Star Trek. Weaned watching Star Trek. The original Star Trek, not the Next Generation or DS9 or this new movie, but the original with Captain Kirk. We come in peace, shoot to kill. Mr. Spock, it's life, Captain, but not as we know it. It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim. Dr. McCoy, we all know these characters. Yes, I cannot change the laws of physics. I've got to have 30 minutes. Scotty, yes, I was raised watching Star Trek. I was a child of the Enterprise. Now, some of you are saying, like Brian back there, my God, he's old. And some of you are saying, my God, he's as young as my kids. I was raised watching Star Trek. I learned my vocabulary from Star Trek. I can remember going to the theater and watching Star Trek II. It's before some of you were born over here. Going and watching Star Trek II, when they had the red alert siren go off, everybody on the port side of the ship got up and moved to the starboard side, and everybody on the starboard side got up and moved to the port. And I asked my dad, why did they do that? And he said, that's old tradition in the Navy. And I guess that stuck on into Star Trek times. And then they raised the deflector shields. And why did they raise the deflector shields? Anyone? To protect themselves from whom? Romulans, Klingons, Khan, you name it. Yes, from the bad guy. From whoever it was that was out to get them. They would raise the deflector shields to protect themselves from attack. To protect themselves from whatever might be coming their way. Attack, asteroids, you name it. They'd raise those shields to protect themselves from the bad guys. Today in our reading from the letter to the Ephesians, the apostle tells us that we are called to translate him into modern Star Trekian English. We are called to raise our deflector shields and put on the phaser of faith. And get ready to be beamed up for action. It's a militaristic image, and that makes some of us uncomfortable. But you have to understand what Paul means here. We're not in war, in battle against flesh and blood, he writes, but against principalities and powers and demonic forces in high places. In the ancient world, when someone would do something evil, especially when someone in power or in government would do something evil, they didn't say that was the person being evil. They said it was the evil forces, the demons, the evil gods, Satan, you name it, in control of them, causing them to do evil things. And Paul's point is not that we are to stand against people, but against the powers and forces of darkness that impel folk, probably otherwise good folk, to do bad or evil things. We are called to be in the forefront of opposing evil. It's as simple as that, really. And to do that, we have to have our deflector shields up and be well armed with what the gospel has for us. And we start that by standing. Now, this may seem ridiculous or too simple, but it's a fact. When we are engaged in proclaiming the gospel, it's kind of hard to do it metaphorically sitting down. You have to be standing. You have to be out there in motion, in action, standing up for what is right. And if I can say one thing about St. Stephen United Methodist Church over its 50 years of life, it's that it has always never been afraid to stand up. Stand up for what is right. Stand up for the gospel, the good news. When some of our fellow Christians have been turning the good news into bad news, we have stood up and said, no, it's good news. Good news of God, good news of God's love, good news of God's acceptance, good news of God's love and peace and presence, the good news of the gospel. This church has never been afraid of standing up and proclaiming that good news for all to hear and see, despite what then comes, which is, as Paul describes it, the arrows, the darts of the evil one. We're called to stand and fasten the belt of faith and put on the breastplate of righteousness. And that term is often misunderstood. It means God's justification. We are made righteous when God in Jesus Christ dies for us and justifies us. In other words, you could understand this as forgiveness. The breastplate of forgiveness. The shoes of the gospel of peace. The shields, the deflector screens of faith. The helmet of salvation, healing, wholeness with God and with others. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, or as we know when we look back in the context of when this was written, the Word of God often was understood as Jesus Christ Himself, His real presence. So we can understand it this way. When we stand up and fasten the belt of truth, when we speak the word of truth, proclaiming forgiveness for all by the gospel of peace, through faith in the salvation, the healing presence of Jesus, the Word of God incarnate in flesh, my friends, we can expect to be opposed. So when we put on the armor of God, the whole armor of God, we're asking for trouble. When we put on the whole armor of God and proclaim truth and proclaim forgiveness and proclaim grace and peace and proclaim our faith and proclaim wholeness with God, and proclaim the Word of God, Jesus Christ's presence, when we do this, we're guaranteeing an attack, opposition. We're guaranteeing spiritual warfare. Now, I know that makes some people really squeamish, but that's what it's about. Facing down evil with the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of the love of God. So, when we as a congregation have seen people being excluded due to gender, due to race, due to sexual orientation, due to whatever, when we have seen people being excluded and held and kept out, we have stood up and proclaimed the love and acceptance of God for all of God's children. We've stood up despite the price and proclaimed the love of God. And we've become a target when we do that. That's essentially what the apostle is saying today, is that's the price you pay. The good news is the very message that you proclaim. The very message that you proclaim, the very truth of God that you proclaim, the very wonderful good news of faith, the wonderful gospel of peace, the wonderful proclamation of the sword of the Spirit, the wonderful proclamation of Jesus' real presence, is that which then enables you to make it through the conflict, the opposition, the oppression, the rejection. In other words, you keep going the way you began. And that's what I pray for St. Stephen United Methodist Church in the next 50 years. That we would keep going the way we began, proclaiming the unrestricted, unlimited love, grace, peace, acceptance, joy, and presence of Jesus to a broken and hurting world. Regardless of what some in that world, indeed some of who people who should be our sisters and brothers, regardless of what they may say, we're going to be open to all people. And as we said at General Conference, all means all. We're going to be open to all. I think this church has no trouble with that. This church knows that the family of God is open to all. What this church sometimes has trouble remembering, is that when you set yourself forward, sometimes there is opposition. And that opposition is coming because you're proclaiming the good news. And therefore, we must rest, lean back upon, depend upon, rely upon, allow God's grace to lift us up and carry us forward. The message we proclaim is the message that also undergirds us. The message we proclaim is that which spiritually protects us. So I encourage us as the family of God to move forward as we have come, proclaiming the good news of the love of God, putting our deflector shields up, and waiting for the attack and the response, because it'll come. We are called to respond with the gospel of peace. We are called to respond by proclaiming the very truth of the forgiveness of God in the gospel of peace through faith in the healing, forgiving, saving presence of the Word of God, Jesus the Christ. Let us truly put on this armor and stand and be the people God has called us to be, proclaiming the love of God to all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2009 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.